Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good night, wherever my voice is heard. It's New Year's Eve, and you are live with Prophet Michael Shakespeare and PSM with Prophetic Perspectives, and we are excited, praise the Lamb of God, about this last day of the year. Praise the Lamb. We have made it through another year. God has been gracious and kind. He has been wonderful. He has been excellent in our lives, and we are excited about the God that we serve. Oh, my people, today, praise the Lamb of God, if we only knew the good things that God has in store for us in this coming year, in this coming season that is about to crack, praise the Lamb of God, through eternity into time, a time that has never come before, a season that has never came upon the earth before, is about to be made manifest, praise the Lamb of God. And you, my dear people of God, you, my prophetic family, are a part, an intricate part of what God is about to do, Praise the Lamb of God. And I hope you're ready for it. I hope you're prepared. I hope, praise the Lamb of God, your prayer life is in order. I hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that you're postured in position and repositioned, praise the Lamb of God, to receive what God is pouring out in this season. He's pouring out of his spirit. People of God, hear the prophet today. He's pouring out of his spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and he's pouring it out on you. Praise the Lamb. We're going to get into more of that, praise God, later on in the show. I want to make sure that everyone is listening before I start giving prophetic utterances about this new year, this new season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As the show progresses. My goodness gracious, what a wonderful God we serve. What an awesome day we had even on yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. As our daughter, Angel, went forth, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. My daughter preached yesterday. My baby preached yesterday. You all, you should have heard Angel. That song you just heard, praise the Lamb, that's my daughter singing. You should have heard her ministering yesterday there at the Truth Church, how she ushered in the Word of God to us, praise the Lamb of God, talking about as is. My goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. And Uncle Lonnie wasn't even there to hear his baby preach yesterday. Shame on Uncle Lonnie. Shame on Uncle Lonnie, for not being in the service yesterday to hear his niece, Pooh, oh, my goodness, preach on yesterday. Lawrence James Lonnie Jr., are you with me?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
He's trying to hide now. See, he's trying to hide because he no Angel listening to me. He wasn't there to hear his daughter, his niece, the mama he loved. He wasn't there to tape her, nothing. Oh, my God. A man of God, your niece preached yesterday. You should have been there.
Shoot. You're right. I know she did, too. I know she did her thing. You know, hey, man, you know, circumstances happen. But, hey, I know she did her thing. The Lord always works through Angel and whatever she does. She got it in her blood.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, but did he use her yesterday? That angel. Oh, my goodness. She talked about yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as is. And she talked about being on a computer and looking at, praise the Lamb of God, a sales ad that said everything is 50% or more off. And she went to it and looked at it. And then the underline of it was, as is. Praise the Lamb of God. Comes with no guarantees, no warranties or anything. As is. Praise the Lamb. She said the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, why are you looking at that? Why are you looking at that? And she kept saying, because it's a deal. She said, he said, but why are you looking at that? Why are you willing to accept something as is when it can be better? Man of God, did she whoop us yesterday talking about presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, out of Philippians 3. My goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. Did she tell us something about us in our, praise the Lamb of God, relaxed, laid-back mindset, Lawrence, on being as is. Praise the Lamb of God. And we want God to do everything for us as is. Praise the Lamb. We don't want to change. We don't want to adjust. We don't want to grow. We don't want to develop. We want to be as is. Oh, what a wonderful message. Praise the Lamb of God that challenged us to a new place in the Lord. My goodness gracious. It challenged me. I was like, oh, my God, listen to my baby. And Lawrence, you know, she normally don't preach over 10, 15 minutes. She stood flat. She stood flat foot for about 30, 35 minutes.
Wow.
Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying, don't you?
Yeah. That's all right. That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence, it's going to be a really good show today. Praise the Lamb of God. People, I got a lesson for you. Praise the Lamb of God that Lawrence and I are going to interact with today concerning praise the Lamb of God, and you all watch this now because this is going to be strategic, praise the Lamb of God, to what God is going to do in the new year for us and with us, praise the Lamb of God. And so many of us have been in tight places, praise the Lamb. And we're going to talk about this area and how to release that, praise the Lamb of God, fresh into the new year so that the more can come, so that increase can come upon your life, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then we're going to talk about 2013. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God. If only you knew, praise the Lamb of God, the blessing that is centered around you for this new year, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. My goodness, I know people are going to tune in, chime in soon. You need to call in today, be a part of the show, praise the Lamb of God, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, praise the Lamb of God, and be a part of our live studio today, praise the Lamb of God, as we go forth further in the show. I'm telling you, Lawrence, you listen to your prophet, Papa Sheikh, praise the Lamb of God, real good. You listen to your Uncle Sheikh, praise the Lamb of God. We are set up for some of the greatest blessings, praise the Lamb of God, of this in this new year, praise the Lamb of God, the greatest outpouring that we're ever going to witness, praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of people do not know, praise the Lamb of God, what God is about to do. Hallelujah. But I am here to tell you, praise the Lamb of God, that God is on the move. God is on the move. Praise the Lamb of God. And all this pressing into his presence and all of this repentance and all of this getting our tongues together and getting our mind and hearts together is not in vain. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to see the manifestation of it in the new year. We're going to see such a manifestation. It is going to blow, praise the Lamb of God, our mind. It is going to blow our mind, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You listen to me now. It's going to blow the minds of many, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we go into, praise the Lamb of God, this new year, as we go, praise the Lamb of God, some of you literally going to feel the thrust of God. I almost can't hold this, what I want to tell you. Going to literally feel the thrust of God, the thrust of his spirit as you enter into this new year tonight, praise the Lamb of God, at midnight. You're going to feel the change come over you. You're going to feel the very expression of God, praise the Lamb of God, as you spill over in this new year. Some of us, praise the Lamb of God, have already birthed ourselves into it because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we are more, should I say, inclined, praise the Lamb of God, for this, the Jewish year. We go by the sabbatical years and things of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, which many of you are not acquainted with. But praise the Lamb of God. And so we are already in the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's prophetic mind, this prophetic thinking. Praise the Lord that puts us there. Lawrence, I tell you, our God is up to something. Praise the Lamb of God. And you better be glad and happy and excited, dancing on one foot. Praise the Lamb of God that you are part of the plan of God in this new year. Praise the Lamb of God in this new year. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. People of God, y'all better come on in here today. I don't have time to play. Area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are going to move right along today because we have so much to say and so many things that we want to do today. We're going to move right along. Praise the Lamb of God in the show today and move right into our prayer session. Praise the Lamb of God. As long as you want to pray us out, you're going to pray the year out? Or what?
We can definitely pray the year out. We could do it. We could definitely do that. No problem.
Hallelujah.
At all.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our God has been so good across this year to us in hearing our prayers, people of God, and answering our prayers and moving, praise the Lamb of God, by his Spirit across this year until it just has been ridiculous. Praise the Lamb of God. When we think of all that God has done for us, we had a powerful communion service online last night. Lawrence, praise the Lamb of God. powerful communion and prayer service online last night led by Denise Conyers. Praise the Lamb of God. Awesome, awesome prayer meeting on last night. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then we broke the body and the blood of Jesus together. Praise the Lamb on the page and online last night. Oh, my goodness. Friday night, Lord have mercy. Praise to 2 o'clock so in the morning. There is so harvest. The Lord poured out of his spirit. We're already getting testimonies of healing and things of this nature. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. We got a call already. Y'all hold up. We got a call already. Praise the Lamb of God. 630 Erico.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Good day. How you doing?
Hallelujah. God is good.
Yes, he is.
I'm calling in with my testimony.
Uh-oh.
I'm drinking the water Friday night.
Did you drink the water? Girl, I ain't even told them what we did yet. God, good.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm going to tell you. I drank the water Friday night. And by the time I got back to Chicago, I was talking to Sandra in the car on our way to church because we was running late. We had just got in. And I told Sandra, I said, I am tired because I have struggled with that addiction of cigarettes. And when you mentioned it Friday while you were preaching, and you said God didn't tell you to pick it up, so God ain't going to help you. But I told God, I said, you know what? I'm tired. It is a hindrance to my ministry. I cannot be over people, and I cannot do the work of God smoking, and I'm tired. I'm ready to let it go. Even if after I said that, there was a foul taste that came in my mouth. And Sandra looked at me, and I began to wipe my tongue off, but it wasn't going anywhere. In less than 30 seconds, I began to regurgitate. From 95th to 35th, I threw up, and I was driving. And I was saying, Lord, you take this wheel because I can't control this. By the time I made it to the church, I was delivered. God said, now I have delivered you. I have sanctified the temple, and I can use you as a clean vessel. Hallelujah. I praise God. And he said, now I can call you daughter, and you are my daughter and clean, with clean hands and clean heart. And I just thank God. Hallelujah. I thank you because I haven't even had an urge to smoke a cigarette. I don't want to look back because there are people that will not receive the word because of that death that's on me, but I need to do the will of God. That I made up my mind. I will not go into 2013 not doing what God called me to do and told me to do.
My
testimony.
Oh, no.
My God. My God. Hey. My God. My God. Lawrence London Jr.
Yes.
Right there with us, Lawrence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lamb. Now watch this now. People of God, you need to tap in, praise the Lamb, because I want you to know what this testimony is about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, praise the Lamb, some of y'all might want to break y'all way down to the service tonight at 10:30, because we're going to have some bottles of water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, at the service tonight.
Hallelujah.
Some bottles of water at the service tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, let me tell you all what happened. Praise the Lamb of God. Apostle Compton and I, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, talked and discussed about the water, praise the Lamb, and bottles of water was brought to the altar, praise the Lamb of God, there on Thursday, hallelujah, on Thursday night. And the saints prayed over it and left it there at the altar. Praise the Lamb of God. When I was told by the Lord to take the mantle, praise the Lamb of God, I'm sitting there with the mantle, hallelujah, in the pulpit. The Lord said, when you get up, the first thing I want you to do is take the mantle and wipe it and rub it across all of the water bottles. Praise the Lamb of God and the oil only. Don't let it touch nothing else. My goodness gracious. While Pastor London and I was going down with the water bottles and everything, the Spirit of the Lord was all over me. I was goosing so hard until it was crazy. I couldn't hardly control it. And once I did that, and the Lord said, let the people come get the water, one bottle apiece, and tell them to drink. Lord have mercy. It was an explosion of the Holy Ghost. The presence of the Lord just manifested right in the auditorium. Lance, you was there. Am I lying about this?
I'm not lying about it. That is the definite truth. That's what happened.
That's how it was. T-I-S, well, tears, right? And
that's
the Spirit of the Lord just started moving all over the building, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And as the Spirit of the Lord started moving, my God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God, my God in heaven, woo! I tell you the truth. When the Spirit of the Lord started moving, people start receiving deliverance and breakthroughs. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, even with this testimony, praise the Lamb of God, that she has given, I'm here yesterday after I come in from worship service, and the Lord says, you know, he said, you don't understand what I did. Wait till you hear the testimonies of the water. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what the Lord told me. Wait till you hear the testimonies from the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Now then, your mother called me, Shatwan. Praise the Lamb of God. Your mother called me and was telling me about Savannah.
Yeah.
And said, but you must call Savannah. So I called Savannah last night. Now, Savannah, praise the Lamb of God. I feel the Spirit of the Lord coming over me all the time.
Yes.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Savannah, praise the Lamb of God, has been suffering with cancer. Hallelujah. Praise God. And couldn't go out to church yesterday. Running fever and everything. But I sent the bottle of water back to her. Because Sandra, praise the Lamb of God, came to me and said, Prophet, you need to pray for Savannah. You need to give her a word. She needs you. And I looked at her, I said, all this Holy Ghost, all this anointing in here, take her to water. She said, what? I said, take her a bottle of that water. She said, well, I'm going to get it for her. I'm going to get her a bottle of the water and take it to her. I said, take her a bottle of that water. They gave the water to Pastor Gail. Pastor Gail took the water to the house, Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence, Savannah told me I drunk every drop of it. She said, watch this. She said, a few minutes later, I went to regurgitating.
Yes.
She said, all kinds of different color stuff started coming out of me.
Yes, sir. Mm.
And she said, immediately I received strength. Immediately.
Yeah. Ooh,
and energy in me.
Mm.
From nowhere. She said, I have been running a fever 103. She said, I grabbed my thumb, my thermometer, and stuck it in my mouth, and it was down to 96. She said, it's been going down constantly.
All right.
Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, let me tell you something. I'm not a fake or a fraud. I promise you, praise the Lamb of God. I don't sell biscuits and bars of soap. But I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. God is moving by his Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm not a lottery player. I'm not a lotto player. I don't send money. Praise the don't stand in lines playing the lottery. I don't do it. Praise the Lamb. But let me tell you what happened. I got a call from somebody who was in that service and told me, Prophet, I got a blessing for you. I said, what? Said, the water. I said, the water? Said, yeah. I said, what about the water? It came in the lottery Saturday here in Detroit. So I went and played the number for water, and it came out. Said, I'm sorry. Praise the Lamb of God, but I want to bless you. People of God, praise the Lamb of God. So it is in the spirit, so it is in the natural. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I ain't giving out no numbers. I'm just telling you what happened. Praise the Lamb of God right here in the city of Detroit. I'm just telling you what happened. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I told you I had something to tell you. People of God, hallelujah. Tonight, the water going to be at the altar. Tonight.
We got another testimony for you, prophet. That water,
you got another one?
Another one. This is Sandra. I'm telling you, that water bad. That water bad. I was like the man at the pool of Bethesda. I had been battling and suffering with acid reflux for over 20 years.
Lord Jesus.
And when I raised my hand, I began to thank God. Before I even drank the water, I began to thank God for my healing of acid reflux. And not only did I just thank him, I said, Lord, help me to change my eating, because I know when you receive a healing from God, it is up to you to maintain it.
Yes.
And you spoke that thing out of your mouth. I was like, Lord, I thank you, because there was nothing but the Holy Ghost. I drank that whole bottle of water. I have not had to take medication. I have not had to take baking soda water to calm that acid down. I was not able to sleep on my stomach. I was all over my stomach last night. I have healed, set free, and delivered.
Yes.
Woo! Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. My God, wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm getting excited here, y'all. Messing up my show. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence ain't even prayed yet. Hallelujah. Woo! That's him. Hallelujah. What you got? Lord God Almighty. Whoa, God. Lord, I know. Yes, God. The Lord said, if you come tonight, praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking to you, somebody tonight. I'm talking to somebody. You better hear my voice today. God said, if you come tonight, he swear by his holiness, he's going to release the glory in the water.
Oh, praise my God.
That's what the Lord just spoke. I won't take it back. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just telling you what God has spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just telling you what God has spoken. I don't lie on God. I'm scared I'd die if I lie on him. God said, if you come tonight, praise the Lamb of God, on Ford Road, right there, telegraphing Ford Road, just 4 blocks, praise the Lamb of God. Meet me there at 10:30 p.m. tonight, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Meet me there tonight, this night, December 31st, 2012. Meet me there, praise the Lamb of God. The bottles of water going to be on the altar. Oh, glory, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. This is what the Lord has spoken. I didn't speak this now. God has spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He said, I will release the glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I didn't told you. Now go where you want to go, but I didn't told you what God has said. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo! My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Gracious, my goodness. Blessed be he. Praise the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the highest, praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence London, if you don't pray, praise the Lamb of God. If you don't pray, son, I'm going to run out of here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. My God in heaven. Let me put that. I got it launched. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Those of you in convalescent homes, wherever you are, praise the Lamb. God is there. God is near. People of God, stay tuned. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor London's going to take us to the throne. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is moving. Oh, I feel the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all in my hands. My hands on fire. Thank you, God in heaven. Hallelujah. Come on, Lawrence. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, Father, how awesome. You are so great, God. There is none like you, God, in all the earth. Woo. Thank you for just being God and God alone.
Hallelujah.
Oh, ruler of all things, you are the one and true living God. Bless your name. The trees prophesy of you. The sun prophesy of you. The moon prophesies of you. The birds sing praises to you. Everything that has breath gives praise to you, God. In one way or another, when we wake up and we breathe our first breath in the morning, it's praise to you. Because you are the giver of life. You are the giver of health. You are the giver of strength. There is none like our God. There is none like our God. Above all. Above all. Above all. Above all others. Above all kings. Above all nations. Oh God, everything rises and proclaims your glory. There's nothing like your glory, God. The angels proclaim your glory. We stand with the angels and we proclaim your glory. You are so holy. You are so great. You are so awesome. There's none like you, God. None like you, God. We stand with our hands lifted, God. We stand as a wave offering to you, God. We sit as wave offerings to you. Wherever we may be, God, giving our lives to you. We lay down our lives as living sacrifices, God, holy and acceptable unto you, God. We call on the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus, the power of the blood. Cleanse us, make us whole. Wash us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We are yours, God. We thank you for the blood of the Lamb. Nothing can wash away sins. There's no power like the blood of the Lamb. We proclaim the blood of the Lamb that brings us forth in unity and allows us to be adopted heirs, that allows us to be seated in high places, in the high places with you, God. We proclaim right now that we transcend time and we go into your eternal presence, God, that, oh God, we bless your name because we know that in your eternal presence, sickness cannot come. In your eternal presence, sin cannot come. In your eternal presence, God, we have victory over all things, and we bless your holy name, God. We thank you, God. We say hallelujah to your will, God. Thank you for 2012, God. We thank you for January all the way up to this last day in December.
Yes,
thank you for keeping us, God. Thank you for protection. Just that alone proves that you are God. We should have been dead, God. But that car accident missed us. We should have been dead, God. But when we were in our sick beds, you rose us up. We should have been dead, God. But you got us through another year. And it's none like you, God. Your hand protected our life. Your hand protected our homes. Your hand protected our family. It's none like you. Just making it through this year proves that you are God and God alone. Even through the finances. We didn't know how we was going to pay our bills, but you paid them. We didn't know where we were going to live, but we're living. And we're living with a roof over our heads. We didn't know about our clothes, but you clothed us, God.
Hallelujah.
Your clothes are paid for us, God. Just like you fed the sparrows, you fed us, God.
Hallelujah.
Just like you clothed the lilies, you clothed us, God. There is none like you, God. None like you. None like you, God. When we felt lonely, you were there. You kept your promise.
Yeah.
You said, Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of this earth. You proved through this whole year that you are with us, even right now, at this 12 o'clock hour on December 31st, God. You are right here with us, and we thank you, God. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And not only that, God, we thank you for where you've taken us. Hallelujah. We thank you for restoration. Hallelujah. We thank you for rebirth. Hallelujah. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for freedom, God. We thank you for your truth. Because we know truth, and truth makes us free. We thank you, God, for all of your power and glory in the United States of America. We thank you, God. All your power and glory that's taking over on this earth, all over the world, God. We thank you, God, for where you've taken us. Birth new ministries, God. Birth, oh God, yes. We declare right now that the pain is going away and the glory is coming forth
in all of our lives. We're declaring the victory right now for the ministries that's coming forth in all of our lives, God. We thank you in advance for all the things that's coming forth in this year of restoration. Restore your land, God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in America as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in Europe as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in Africa as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in Russia as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come. Your will be done all over the world as it is in heaven, God. Birth your ministry through your people. Let the world see your power through your people. Let the world see your light. We are the light of the world. Light like never before. The fireworks of your glory take over in 2013. We declare so. We declare greater healing. We declare greater anointing. We declare we'll see the dead raise up and walk. We declare that the blind will see in this year. We declare that the deaf will hear. We declare that the dumb will come. We declare that the widows will be covered. We declare that the orphans will be covered. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let us rise up and do your ministry like never before. These signs that follow them that believe in you and your word, that we will touch and make healing happen. Miracles, signs, wonders in our own lives. We declare right now and speak victory in every family's life. We know it. We believe it. We're coming into this year with a victorious spirit, God. We're coming into this year ready to take over for you, God. We thank you. We thank you, God, for your word that's going to even be greater, for greater revelation. We thank you for greater power. We thank you for this great army that you're rising up. We thank you for a great revival. We just speak against violence in your cities. We speak against immorality in your cities, God. And we'll be the vessels. We'll be those who will stand strong for you. We pray for every leader. We pray for every leader. We pray for every leader. Let them rise up. Oh, God, let them desire to get in your presence like never before.
God's word is holy because we serve God. We serve a holy God. Our God is holy. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lawrence James London Jr. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God, for taking us to that place, into the realm of the Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God by prayer. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Woo! The Lord is moving today. Praise the Lamb of God. Just gave me some instructions with the water for tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I wish I could parachute you in, fly you in, submarine you in, rowboat you in, cart you in, bus you in. Praise the Lamb of God. Tonight, the Lord told me to bring the water, put it at the altar tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. He told me to bring the mantle out again. Praise the Lamb. People of God, I lie not to you. You need to get there. You need to get there tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for the water. Praise the Lamb. God is going to move in this water. Praise the Lamb of God. And by this water, tremendously. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lawrence, let me tell you something. You there, Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
Lawrence, let me tell you something. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, put your seatbelts on, because I don't want you to mess up. Praise the Lamb of God. Today is what, 12/31?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Lawrence?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lamb of God. Now, Lawrence, now watch this now. 1, 2, 3. Now, I learned this. My mother used to play numbers. 1, 2, 3, play for water. One, two, three, pray for snow. 1, 2, 3, play for ice. 1, 2, 3, play for the Holy Spirit. All of them are in that number. One, some of them come 2, 3, 1, 1, 3, 1, praise the Lamb of God like that, but they all have the same sequences of numbers, which is 1, 2, 3. Are you listening to me, Lawrence London?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. 12/31, praise the Lamb of God. 12/31, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 12/31, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 12/31, you see it, don't you? 1, 2, 3, praise the Lamb of God. 12/31, hallelujah, it's in that number, praise the Lamb of God, and 1 being the number of God. At the end of it, 1 being the number of God. They all equal God. Praise the Lamb of God. I just showed it to you in that. Now watch this, people of God. You have to understand the numerical system of God. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't have to break down 2:13, do you? Praise the Lamb of God. 2013, come on now, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. 2 is the number of unity. Praise the Lamb of God. 1 is the number of God. 3 is the number of the Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. It's right there. The O is blank. Praise the Lamb of God. So you really have 2, 1, 3 again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That plays for the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you, my mother used to play the numbers. She can't go to jail. She gone to be with the Lord. It's too late. Praise the Lamb. But I used to have to go to they call it policy in Detroit, the numbers man. I used to take the numbers. They used to fold them up in these little papers. Praise God. Hallelujah. My mother used to say the water road going to fall, the death road going to fall, the dead man coming, all that kind of stuff. And she knew the numbers and what they played for. Praise the Lord. I just remember some of them as a boy. This one I remember because it's significant. Praise the Lamb of God in the numerical number system of God. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm telling you, you better hear the prophet today. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to move by his Spirit in the new year like never before. Praise the Lamb of God. All year long, this is all he's been preparing us for. This is all he's been preparing us for. Praise the Lamb of God. To press into his presence. Press into his presence in prayer. Press into his presence in holiness. Press in. Why? To condition us. Watch this, Lawrence. as the sons and daughters of God, as many that are led by the Spirit. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't do this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because they not listening to me today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Mm. Romans 8, praise the Lamb of God. That's Romans 8. As many as I live by the Spirit of God, they are the children, they are the sons and daughters of God. As many that are led by the Spirit, you don't know all of your trial, all of your tribulation, all of this breaking, all of this, praise the Lamb of God, these tears that's been running down your eyes. You don't know why they've been running, do you? I'm trying to tell you. It's a conditioning, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your struggle, it's a conditioning. We've been talking about price, process, and trajectories all year long. Praise the Lamb of God. God is conditioning you. He's setting you up, praise the Lamb of God, for the greatest blessings of your life. But, praise the Lamb of God, that's the conjunction that destroys all compliments. But, praise the Lamb of God, that's the conjunction that links a covenant. Praise the Lamb of God. But, that's the conjunction that links the condition. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be led by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been pressing on you to hear God's voice. I've been pressing on you. Didn't even know why myself. Why I was pressing on you so hard. Get in the presence of God. Hear the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everywhere I've been going, I've been activating ears in conference. The Lord been activating the ears of the people so that they could hear him, to hear his voice. Anointing the door, your children's beds. Praise the Lamb of God. Anointing your doors in your home so that your house can be a spiritual house. Praise the Lamb of God. God has been telling us to do this all year long. Now he's revealing why. Praise the Lamb of God. If you miss it, it's your fault. Praise the Lamb of God. If you miss it, it's your fault. Praise the Lamb of God. God is moving by his Spirit. God is moving by the water. Praise the Lamb of God. God is moving by his Spirit. God is moving by the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 2013, praise the Lamb of God. You better watch him now. 213, praise the Lamb of God. That's the number of the Spirit. That's the number of the oil. That's the number of the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Snow, ice, and water. You better understand that God is moving by his Spirit in this season, people of God. And if you're going to reap the harvest, if you're going to go through the doors, praise the Lamb. Woo! Bless your name, God. If you're going to walk through these doors of opportunity and these doors of elevation and these doors of progression, people of God, these doors of blessing, you better be led by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're not hearing from God in this new year, praise the Lamb of God, turmoil, trouble, tribulation is going to all come on you at the same time. Stay in your place. Don't break ranks with God right now. Don't break ranks with God right now. Stay on your face. Stay at that altar with your wife. Stay, praise the Lamb of God, at the ark with your wife, with your spouse. Stay on your prayer mat. Stay in your spiritual place. Stay in the Word of God. Stay, praise the Lamb of God, in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. God is moving by his Spirit. There will be a falling away of those who are not hearing the Spirit of God. They're not going to be able to maintain the pressures that's going to come. But those of us that can hear the Spirit of God telling us what to do, those of us that can hear the Spirit of God telling us where to go, those of us who can hear the Spirit of God telling us what to say, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to be the ones that receive the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, I'm just trying to bless you today. I'm trying to bless you on New Year's Eve today. Praise the Lamb of God. Lawrence London, if you don't jump in here and say something, man of God, hallelujah. Woo, my co-host got silent on me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
I'm taking it all in. I'm taking it all in. Amen. You're right. We got to stay in His presence, stay on His face, on our face. And I'm taking it all in. It makes a whole lot of sense of what's going on for me even in this day, man. Stand on the face, man. Stand before the presence of the Lord, man. Making sure I hear His voice clearly in this new year. And I'm telling you, I just really feel like right now the pain is it's something about bursting things, and that's where I'm sitting here silent. I'm understanding pain right now. There's pain that comes before the process of the birth. That birth is we can birth some things out of us, people of God.
You better talk to them. You better talk to them, Lauren.
This is the day that you should rejoice in this new year. You can rebirth what you've been, what the Lord's been showing you all this time. I really, really, really am sitting here focusing on that right now.
Somebody walking by your dining room table, you need to run around it right now. Just give God praise for all you've been through. Praise the Lamb of God. It's over. It's a done deal. Praise the Lamb of God. You have completed a full cycle. Praise the Lamb of God. You were right there by your dining room table. Praise the Lamb of God. I saw you running around the table. Praise the Lamb of God. Praising God. Praise the Lamb of God. You finna run right into your blessings. I speak it, and I'm not going to take that back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to Jesus. Go on, Lawrence. Talk some more, man of God.
Yes. That's funny, because it's funny how we've been going through this year with this pain and pushing in prayer. We've been pushing.
We've been pushing, man.
And we've been like, the baby ain't came yet. We've been pushing. And we've been believing, and we're like, the baby ain't came yet. But this, I'm telling you, this is the time where we great give one good push, and the baby is going to come forth. I speak that in your life. What God has birthed in you is going to come forth. If you've been praying, you've been going through these pains through this year, and you've been pushing, this is the last push. Don't give up now. And you know what? When a woman's going through birth, sometimes, and I've seen this with my kids. Sometimes it looks like they feel like giving up, but the doctor says just push one more time.
Push one more time.
I see the crown of the head right now. Push one more time, and your baby's coming out.
Praise the Lamb of God. You can't give up.
She pushed one more time, and that baby comes out. I'm telling you, people of God, this is sure as I'm sitting here right now. That's what God is doing right now in this day, in this time, in this very moment. Everything that He's promised you, we push this one time, don't give up, and it's coming out. It's coming forth, all of it.
My God in heaven, let me tell you something, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. If you didn't hear me, you better hear me now, praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God, one is the number of God. Two is the number of unity. Three is the number of the triune. Praise the Lamb of God. It's 1231. Praise the Lamb of God. It's 1231. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 2013. We're about to enter in, praise the Lamb of God, to a dimension of the Spirit that if you're not walking with God, you're going to miss this next release. Praise the Lamb of God. If you're not hearing the Spirit of God, you're going to miss this next release. If you're not living according to the Word of God, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to miss this next release. Praise the Lamb of God. I've been prophesying. I've been telling you. I've been pushing you. I've been pulling you. I've been promoting you. I've been doing everything I can for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But now you have come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that some of you, praise the Lamb of God, will have to start walking, praise the Lamb of God, and stop crawling. Some of you are going to have to get off the bottle and get to the table and eat some meat now, praise the Lamb of God. It's time to grow up, praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Praise God. It's time to grow up and walk in the Spirit. Those of us who walk in the Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and live in the Spirit, we are the sons and daughters of God. It ain't no jumping in and out of the Spirit. You're not spiritual-minded one day and not the next day. I'm telling you, people of God, there must be a consistency in your prayer life. There must be a consistency in your worship. There must be a consistency in your word life. There must be, in order for you to receive what God has for you in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, the prophet done told you, praise the Lamb of God. If you miss it, don't come hollering to me, praise the Lamb of God, because I'm going to be telling something. I'm going to say, what did God say? Praise the Lamb of God. What did God say? Praise the Lamb. Not what Jesus would do. What did God say? Praise the Lamb of God. You ought to be able to hear God now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know I'm teaching you right. Those of you that have been under my tutelage, praise the Lamb. You ought to be able to hear God now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I've anointed your ears. I've activated you. We've imparted. Praise the Lamb of God. We have spoke. We didn't decree. We didn't declare. We have done everything we can. Praise the Lamb of God to get you in that place. If you're not there, it's your fault. If you can't hear the Spirit of God whispering, then you must remove your idols. Praise the Lamb of God. You must cast out your idols. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must cast away these things that God is not pleased with in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. You must search your own heart for unforgiveness. Praise the Lamb of God. You must search your own heart for holding grudges. You must search your own spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. For abominations and things of this nation that God is not pleased with. God is not playing games in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. He's still God. He's still holy. And he's still demanding us to live. Praise the Lamb of God. So he can use us. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit. That's all you got to do is be a temple this year. Praise the Lamb of God. Be the temple for God's dwelling place. He want to work signs and wonders and miracles through you. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles is the season we have entered into. Praise the Lamb of God. This is going to determine, praise the Lamb of God, the anointed and the appointed, praise the Lamb of God, from the perpetrations and the false and the frauds. Praise the Lamb of God. You hear me what I said, didn't you? Praise the Lamb of God. This season, praise the Lamb of God, is going to birth men and women, praise the Lamb of God, who are going to walk in the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Going to walk in it. Praise the Lamb of God. Going to live in the Spirit. Okay. Okay. Praise the Lamb. All right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me calm down. Glory. I want to do here, Lawrence. But hallelujah. I got something I want to do here. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo, my soul on fire. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. I got a call. Here is the call. I believe it's my prophetess. This apostle, Compton?
No, this Brett, prophet.
Oh, this Brett. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Brett, I wish you was here tonight for the water. Praise the Lamb.
Prophet.
Lord, take the water and praise the Lamb and put it on the altar tonight. He's going to be moving by the water, the Spirit of God. Praise the Lamb of God. The Spirit of God. It's symbolic of water. It's symbolic of oil. It's symbolic of fire. Praise the Lamb of God. It's symbolic of wind. God said the water. Praise the Lamb of God. God said the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Put the bottles of water at the altar tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Rub the mantle of your anointing over it. Praise them. That's what the Lord told me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And God said, I will work miracles. I will fill those bottles with my glory. Praise the Lamb of God. And as they drink them, praise the Lamb, as you use the water, according to my dictates, God said, praise the yokes are going to be destroyed. Praise the Lamb of God. Deliverance going to be in the house. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody going to run into their wealthy place, into their enlargement, says the Lamb of God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Talk to me, son. The air is yours. Go ahead.
I just want to say bless you. Bless you. Prophet Shakespeare and Pastor London. I just want to thank God for your lives, man. I just thank God and pray every night for you all, man. And I just thank you for the teaching. I hear the Lord speaking today, man. I'm excited. It's funny that you were talking about it, because last night I had a stomach pain, real bad stomach pain, when we were having communion last night. I had a headache, felt terrible, man. I woke up today excited and renewed and refreshed after communion, man. And I'm just excited with what the Lord is speaking in this day today, the last day of this year, throughout this journey right now. I thank you for impartating my family with the word of God. I'm just thankful, man. I'm just praising God with you all. I'm excited. I just wanted to call in and tap in even closer. That's all. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Son, you know you're always close to your daddy's heart, whether I hear from you or not. Praise the Lamb of God. I know you and your family are dear to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Dear to me. Praise the Lord. Just spoke some stuff over your life. Praise the Lord. I believe it was day before yesterday. Hallelujah. I was talking to the Lord about you and Stephanie and Jasmine and Jalen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you can ask Lawrence, I'm not good with names. Praise the Lord. I'm good with faces, but your families, your names, I remember. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo. When I think of the reflection, I have to think of, praise the Lamb of God, people like Jocelyn Buckley. Praise the Lord, Prophetess Buckley, who has been such an instrumental piece in our life. Praise the Lamb of God. Our ministry has done so much for PSM, my first assistant. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, she's still my first assistant. Praise the Lamb of God. I think I shared that with you once. Mm-hmm. She's still my first assistant, still working with me. We still texting and talking. Praise the Lamb of God practically every day of the week. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want you to know that. Praise the Lamb of God. She has been a blessing. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can't even imagine the things that she has done for the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God to make sure that things flow in the right way for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Then, praise the Lamb of God, Carolyn and Lisa. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lisa Williams. Hallelujah. Your little prophetess, huh? Praise the Lamb of God. Carolyn Wes Walker. Praise the Lamb of God. Valerie. Hallelujah. Robertson. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. What a team of women who work together. Imagineese McCain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They work together from all over the country, there on Facebook, on PSM. What a wonderful team. My intercessors, Denise and the whole gang, Amanda, Brad, Brett. Praise the, I know I'm going to mess up and forget somebody. Mary, Bertha, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's some more. Cuzzo up in the UK. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. There's about 12 of them. Praise God. All of them together, working together. Praise the Lamb of God. All of our first assistants that works also so diligently. Praise the Lamb of God on the pages and what have you to help us. Praise God. Get to where we need to be. I thank God for each of them reflectively across this year. Of course, Pastor London, my co-host, hallelujah, my nephew, my son, praise the Lord, who I love dearly, has been with us on board, praise God, and he's just been doing all he can to help the ministry there at Truth as well as here on the show and on the page. Whatever I ask him to do, 9 times out of 10, it comes out of his mouth, yes. Praise the Lamb of God. So I thank God for him also. Brett, thank you for triggering this in me. It was a part of the show. I was supposed to have been doing it at the beginning, but I messed up. You know, I got messed up. I didn't mess up. The Lord hijacked me. Praise the Lamb. And then Lawrence came and prayed me into oblivion. Praise the Lamb. Maganie said, I pronounced her name correctly. She said, look at God. It's a new year. My goodness gracious. What a wonderful group of people to work with. Praise all of the people that have joined the page in the last year or so. Praise the Lamb of God. Over 1,000 people now and growing. We thank God for each and every one of you, our listeners, our supporters. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you all today. My heart, praise the Lamb of God, and my soul, hallelujah, give praise and honor and glory to Almighty God, the El Shaddai, the Elohim, who is Jesus Christ the Lord, for each of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Jess, for for listening in. But we have almost 1,000 people who come on at night, praise the Lamb of God, and other times to listen to our archives, praise the Lamb of God. And no matter who they are, where they are, whether they're pastors, ministers, other show people who want to take some of our material and work it, praise the Lamb, I try my best to teach as close to the word as possible so that, praise the Lamb of God, others can use it and be blessed. Praise the Lamb. It's the word of God. It's not my words. It's God's revelation. It's not my revelation. Praise the Lamb of God. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ through me. Hallelujah. And all of you, I love you. I love you. I love you. I bless you. I say Happy New Year to you. And I hope and pray that this new year, hallelujah, be the year that you've been waiting on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brett, you receive that, don't you, Brett?
Yeah, man. You know I'm receiving. Yeah. I'm shouting, man. I had a when you was speaking and the testimonies was going forth, it was going through my belly. I just inboxed you, and I'm like, man, I want to sow a seed, first fruit like never before going into the new year. I'm just excited, Prophet. You incline my ear to hear right now. I know what I need to do. I know the ministries that are supposed to be birthing through me. So I'm just trying to line up better than I had in 2012. That's what I'm excited. And not only that, lining my family up so we can be an example and be used, man, because it's different. It's different going to church out in California, I tell you that. We'll talk about it offline, but I tell you, man, I'm going to need some guidance.
I know it's a lot of showmanship out there.
Oh, man, it's just I wish the word was a little more rich, and that's why I thank God for your show. I thank God that you are so obedient and disciplined, and you established that obedience in me as a man. So, Pop, you know I love you, man, and I appreciate you so much, man. I'm so thankful for your life, you know. So I know that if I walk in line with you all, that I'm walking in a good path, and I'm walking through that narrow gate that the Bible says. So I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Thankful.
But we're just as grateful to God, Pastor London, and I, for you and for your family, your support, your love. Praise the Lamb of God. You're my dear member, and I love you. I love you. I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, I have a great expectation of God on your life. Praise the Lamb of God and what God is about to do through you and your wife. Hallelujah. As he's consistently, praise the Lamb, establishing you all deeper and deeper for one of the greatest ministries, praise the Lamb of God. It's going to blow you all mind, praise the Lamb of God. 5 years from now, you're not going to believe what God has done in you all's life. Praise God. You're going to look back, and every struggle is going to seem like a dream.
Praise
the Lord. It seemed like it was a dream, but it all was a process to bring you to the place, praise the Lamb of God, well, God desire, praise the Lamb of God, for you to be. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm going to tell you this again. Praise the Lamb of God. And then I'm going to go into this teaching segment because I have something I want to give you. Praise the Lamb of God today. But I'm going to tell you this one more time. Tonight, this is the word of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God for the water to be on the altar. Praise the Lamb of God. He's told me what to do with the water. We've already received at the top of the show testimonies concerning the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When Lars was praying, I was praying. I said, Lord, how about our listeners? Praise the Lamb of God about the water. And the Lord told me he was going to give me instructions on what to do with you all, but he has not spoken yet. Praise the Lamb of God about the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And what to do as it relates to the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But whatever the Lord says, that's what I'm going to do. Praise God. You all know I had to all that oil. I just stopped trying to do what I wanted to do, what I thought was right to do, or what I was hearing other people tell me to do. And they was telling me the way that oil is working, praise the Lamb of God, you should charge this, you should charge that, you should charge that. And I got all them bottles filled, and the Lord say, give that oil away. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I had to be obedient in those services. Praise the Lamb. I think 3 nights in Chicago, I gave all the oil away that I had brought. Praise the Lamb of God in the box. I gave it away. praise. Another church I went to had another batch of it, gave it all away. Another church I went to gave it all away, praise the Lamb, because that's what God told me to do. Even at the gathering, I gave it away because God told me to give it away. So that's what I did, praise the Lamb. So I'm waiting on the instructions because I know when I follow the instructions of God, not only is it a blessing for you all, it's a blessing for me. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a blessing in it for me when I follow the instruction of God. One thing it does is it causes God to trust me greater. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It caused God to trust me with greater revelation, praise, and greater impartation. I'm going to walk it out, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to walk it out, praise God, with the Lord and do all that the Lord tells me to do. Praise God. I'm not for sale. No. I'm not that kind of prophet. I'm not for sale. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can't buy me. Praise the Lord. Glory to Jesus. Praise God. I work for Jesus Christ and Him alone. Praise the Lamb of God. I punch in with Him every time I open my eyes. I punch out, praise the Lamb of God, when I go to sleep, but I have a sign hanging say, you have the right to disturb me in the night. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because that's how much I love Him. Praise the Lamb. Now, Brett, praise the Lamb of God. I promise. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Wait a minute. The Lord is speaking. Wait. Hallelujah. That's your name, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, now this is what the Lord said. Now, I got ready to go into this teaching segment and praise the Lamb. And let me tell you, praise God, it's on you to do what God say do, praise the Lamb of God, but I have to do what God told me to do. God said for all of you, praise the Lamb of God, that want a bottle of the water, this is what the Lord told me to do. To tell them to sow a seed of jubilee. A jubilee, praise the Lamb of God, is a debt cancellation offering of $50. Praise the Lamb of God, of $50. The number 50, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know that's a lot for a bottle of water, but you ain't paying for the water. You're not even paying, praise the Lamb of God. You're sowing a seed into the glory and the anointing that God is placing in the water. Praise the Lamb of God. And that includes your shipping and handling and all that. I'm just telling you what God said. Praise the Lamb of God. I have to obey. Praise the Lamb of God. Whether it's one bottle that go out or 100 bottles, the Lord told me to tell them to sow a jubilee offering. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I will have the water for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to put it right there in the room with the mantle. Praise the Lamb of God. And it'll be waiting on you. I'm just obeying God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. PSMINTL.org. PSMINTL.org. And we will ship your bottle out. Praise the Lamb of God this week. Praise the Lamb to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'll probably put something else in there with it. Maybe a t-shirt or something, one of my books or something in there along with it. Praise the Lamb as a love gift to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm just obeying God. Those of you that are spiritual will know that I'm obeying God. Praise the Lamb of God. Many of you need debt cancellation. Many of you need God to move in this way. This is what the Lord says. Now, let me move on to praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I wish I had a prophet or somebody on here who will confirm my word. Praise the Lamb. Lawrence, can you confirm the word of the Lord?
I'm confirming it. That is definitely the Lord, and I'm really and it's totally in order with what where He's bringing us into this year. It's some people who have been praying for their debts to be canceled. You know, including myself. I'm telling you, I know it's the Lord, so that I don't. The first 50 that I get, I'm going to give it to the Lord. Just to honor His word, because it's not you, that's the Lord. I mean, I can confirm that. And I'm just telling you, I'll be the first to do it. so people understand that. I mean, and I'm telling you, I need $50, but I'm giving the first 50 I got to honor the Lord's word. It's, that is
Thank
the Lord. And he
Hallelujah.
Is definitely, I'm telling you, if you do it, the Lord is promising that he's going to take care of you in a miraculous way financially in this
Amen.
Year. This is the time. You prayed for it. God gave you the instruction. So
Amen.
Now it's really up
wait a
to
minute.
You.
Wait. Jocelyn is here. I see Jocelyn. Jocelyn, push one. Praise the Lamb of God. Push one today, Jocelyn, if you're listening. Praise the Lord. There's Jocelyn. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jocelyn. Did what I just said confirm in your spirit?
Yes, it did. Yes, it definitely did. About the Jubilee seed?
Yes.
The Jubilee, yes, definitely. And I could say, you know, the year has not ended. And, you know, there was a major debt that I had that completely paid off, you know, so... It's because I sold into PSMI, I sold into the ministry, I was obedient to the prophet, and I sold a seed into the ministry, and I know that's why that debt is completely paid off. I would have had to pay, I think, about another 5 years on it, 5 or 7 more years on it, but I got it completely paid off this year. And so, you know, believe the prophet and you will prosper. I am a witness to that.
Praise
yes.
the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know that testimony was going to come forth. Praise God. A lot of people don't believe, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you'll hear it. I told you at the beginning of the show and all during the show, I've been talking about the Spirit of God. You must be spiritual in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. If you need to see everything with your eyes, praise the Lamb of God, and have physical proof of this and another, you're going to miss God a lot this year coming. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be able in your spirit to sense when God has spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You have to know when man is speaking, and you have to know when God is speaking. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You, what God has spoken to me, praise the Lamb of God, and he has not failed. His word has not failed yet, not one word. Praise the Lamb of God has fell to the ground. Hallelujah. And I know many of you can be a testimony to that. Thank you so much, Jocelyn, for listening. You with your mother, right?
Yes, my mom is right here.
But you give her a big sloppy PSM kiss from us. Hallelujah.
I will.
Give mama good PSM sugar for us. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And let her know that our prayers are with her also. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Happy New Year to Mother. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thanks.
Now I got to get into this teaching because I was inboxed even on this, Johnson, to talk about this. Brett, praise the Lamb of God. Pastor London, I was inboxed and asked this on last week. I mentioned it. Friday, praise the Lamb of God, as we're closing out, concerning the first fruit, praise the Lamb of God, concerning the first fruit. Now, listen to me, people of God. There's so many of us, praise the Lamb of God, who do not understand the economy of God, praise the Lamb of God, because we're so wrapped up in the system of man. We're so wrapped up in man's way, in man's system of doing things until... Praise the Lamb of God. We miss the anointing of increase, praise the Lamb of God, that God has promised on our lives. Praise God. Now, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. God designed the first fruit offering, praise the Lamb, for anybody who participates. Praise God. It was not just on Israel, praise the Lamb of God. It was for all that came in, praise the Lamb of God, to Israel, which would include us as spiritual Israel, praise the Lamb of God, because we are the spiritual seed of Abraham. This is a spiritual thing. You know why it's spiritual? Because it's activated not by what you do, praise the Lamb of God, but by your obedience to the word of God. It's faith, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a faith thing. And when you do it by faith, praise the Lamb of God, in obedience to the word of God, what happens is the blessing of increase falls upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. The blessing of increase falls upon you. Jocelyn is on the line, so I'm going to use her as a reference person, praise the Lamb of God, because unknowing, praise the Lamb of God, that God was strategically putting her in a place alongside of me, praise the Lamb of God, to be a blessing to the ministry, but at the same time, a blessing to her. I'm going to ask Jocelyn something, and Jocelyn, don't you lie. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jocelyn, when the first time, praise the Lamb of God, you sowed a seed, I spoke something to you, praise the Lamb of God, and I want to ask you, praise the Lamb of God, did it come to pass?
Yes, it did.
Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Now, Jocelyn, praise the Lamb of God. After that, every time God blessed you from that first time, praise the Lamb of God, I'm going to make this short because I want to get into the word with you people of God. I want to make this short. Praise the Lamb. Every time God blessed you, you came back and sowed another seed, praise the Lamb of God, into the ministry. Am I right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And every time you received the next blessing, it was always more than the one before. Am I right?
Yes, definitely.
That's called
yes.
The blessing of increase. Praise the Lamb of God. So it has escalated, praise the Lamb of God, across the year. It has escalated, praise the Lamb of God, from like $100, praise the Lamb of God, in her giving, praise God, to her receiving, praise God, probably in one lump sum, praise the Lamb of God, with all that has taken place, over $30,000 in a lump sum. Praise the Lamb of God because of the way that God did things for her.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. She's driving a newly renovated car. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. She's flying a newly renovated airplane that she didn't have to pay a penny for neither one of them to be renovated. Praise the Lamb of God. And paid off. Praise the Lamb. That's what she was talking about when she was talking about she had paid off a debt. She was talking about an airplane. Paid completely off. Why? Because she has obeyed the process of increase. Praise the Lamb of God. The first fruit she sowed, she has never not failed to sow on top of it. Praise the Lamb of God. And she received the blessing of increase. Praise the Lamb. Now, a lot of you are going to miss this because when you start talking about giving, people hang up. When you start talking about receiving, praise the Lamb of God, people jump on the line. When you start talking about giving, people hang up. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm watching the numbers drop. People hang up when you start talking about giving because giving is where you are not worshiping God at with your whole heart. Do you would obey the word of God? Praise the Lamb. I'm just being honest with you. Praise God. Y'all know I tell the truth. When you worship God with your whole heart, everything that you own belongs to God. That's why the devil told Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all of this. Because he knew if Jesus worshiped him, it all belonged to him anyway. He could control it. When God cannot control your money by his word, praise the Lamb of God, you are failing in the love area and in the obedience area to God. God then has a right, praise the Lamb of God, to hinder, to hold back, and cancel your blessings. I said it, and I won't take that back. God has the right to do that, praise the Lamb of God. When you cannot be obedient to God with money, you can jump, flip over pews, slide up under them, dance through the church, and moonwalk. Praise the Lamb of God. You can fast. You can do anything you want to. If you cannot be obedient to God with your money because your heart is where your treasures are. And if God is your true treasure, then you will truly sow into God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just the word of God anyway. I'm teaching it. Praise the Lamb of God. Any pastor, anything on here will push one and say, amen, prophet, you telling the truth. I'm not lying. Praise the Lamb of God. until you completely belong to God and people of God, if we're going to walk in the Spirit, praise the Lord, don't make no sense to you to be all electrode up and every time you look around, you're speaking in tongue and this, that, another, and you're not living by the word of God. Praise the Lord. But you're expecting all of these blessings to heap upon you, but you don't want to do what the word of God says for you to do. Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise God. Lawrence, maintain the switchboard. Praise the Lamb of God. I got to go to the other page here and deal with the word of God here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to deal with this right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. First fruits is mentioned throughout the scriptures. Praise the Lamb of God from Exodus. Praise the Lamb of God. The 23rd chapter, just to give you some references, 23rd chapter, verses 14 through 16 is in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, 9 through 16, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Matter of fact, it's even before that, praise the Lamb of God, when Cain and Abel brought their, praise the Lamb of God, first fruits unto God. That was the offering that they brought God, their first fruits, praise the Lamb of God. And Cain brought a shabby offering unto God, praise the Lamb of God, that wasn't perfect and complete, while his brother Abel brought a worthy offering of excellence and presented it to God, and one was accepted and the other was rejected. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I just want to drop that on you right quick. Praise the Lamb of God. Then in Leviticus, praise the Lamb of God, this became a feast. It's called the Feast of First Fruits, praise the Lamb of God, which can be found in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, 9 through 14, verses 9 through 14. You will find that, praise the Lamb of God, there. Verse 10 says, praise the Lamb of God. Verse 9 said, and the Lord spake unto Moses. So this is out of the mouth of God. Speak unto the children of Israel that say unto them, when ye come into the land which I give you and shall reap the harvest thereof, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. That's what it say right there. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't deny it. It's right there in black and white. Praise the Lamb of God. He shall wave the fruit offering before the Lord to be accepted for you. And on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it, and he shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf as an he lamb without blemish for the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. Now we know Jesus Christ is already our lamb, so the lamb has already been offered. The lamb has already been slain. The meat offering has already been given. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So the 13th verse says, and the meat offering thereof shall be 2 tenths deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savior, and which we know the Holy Spirit is our fire, praise the Lamb of God, and the drink offering thereof shall be of wine representing the blood of Jesus, the fourth ark of an hen, praise the Lamb of God. And you shall neither, watch this, and you shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and in all your dwellings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So this observance was carried out in this manner, praise the Lamb of God, so that the first fruits would be given unto the priest, praise the Lamb of God. He would wave it over the people. He would wave it unto the Lord, according to the word of the Lord. And the blessing, watch this now, the blessing of increase, praise the Lamb of God, would come upon the people. I stated this, praise the Lamb of God, I stated this Friday. This is one reason, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I've stated this Friday, praise the Lamb of God, and this is one reason why, hallelujah, this is one reason why the children of Israel till this day are so blessed, because they still do it. praise the Lamb of God. They still give their first fruits. They're not filled with the Holy Ghost, but they still bring their first fruits because they believe the law of Moses. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, you want to fight out of a Jew, praise the Lamb of God. Now, all of you have been to any kind of rabbinical schools or anything of that nature, know that if you want to fight a Jew, disagree with Moses. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Disagree with Moses and talk against Abraham and see what happened to you. Praise the Lamb of God. They might whoop a fit on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I work with Jews all the time. Praise, I know what I'm talking about. Praise, they believe the law and the prophets. They believe the law, the prophets, and the writings. That's what they call them. Praise the Lamb of God. The Torah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The law, the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses. They believe it, they rehearse it, and they know it. Praise the Lamb of God. And they know the offerings they're supposed to present and what they're supposed to give, how they're supposed to present it, and they do it, and the blessing of increase continues on them. Praise the Lamb of God. The blessing of increase continues on them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, I'm telling you this. Listen to me good now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The first fruit is the whole of a thing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's the first fruit, praise the Lamb of God, of your increase. Hallelujah. Of all that the Lord has blessed you with, when you come into the new year, praise the Lamb of God, the whole of a thing is supposed to be given to the Lord. I wish my deacon was on here, praise the Lamb of God, Deacon Britt. Hallelujah. Now, then I'm going to tell you the other part of this. Praise the Lamb.
I'm still here, Prophet.
Hallelujah. I know, but you're not. Yeah, I'm talking about Deacon. Not you. It's a deacon. No, my Britt, not Brett. Britt. Praise the Lamb of God. B-R-I-T-T. Deacon Britt, praise the Lamb of God, is a handyman. He knows how to do plumbing. He knows how to do remodeling and all of this kind of stuff, and he does it very well. Praise the Lamb of God. And one year, when first fruit time came, praise the Lord, he had such a blessed year. The year before, the Lord blessed them with a new car, a home, everything. And all, and I'm talking about, it was one of the most prophetic seasons of our ministry, because everybody was given first fruits, praise the Lamb of God, and the revelation of God concerning their blessings was coming forth like crazy about their homes. I saw his house. I see a house with steps that's red, praise the Lamb of God. He kept looking for the steps on the outside of every house he went to look at. Finally, they showed him a house, and he was walking down in the basement, and the steps was red. He told his wife, this the house. She said, how you know? He said, look at the steps going down in the basement. There was blood red. They got the house, praise the Lamb of God, and about $30,000 cash put in their hand when they got the house, praise the Lamb of God. Praise God. I'm just telling you what God was doing during the season of first fruit. The next year came around. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He didn't give the whole of a thing. He gave a portion. He got, I'm just going to hypothetically say, I believe it was something like he gave $112.11, something of that nature. Praise God. I never questioned it, but I knew in my heart that wasn't his whole salary. I knew it, but I waved it over him, praise the Lamb, and put the blessing of increase be on him. Praise God. Watch this, what happened. He came back to me, he was talking, he said, woo, woo. He was running around the church telling everybody that he had got a contract, praise the Lamb of God, for over $100,000, and told me, say, Prophet, this is going to bless me with like $10,000, blah, 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 in my pocket, Prophet. I said, well, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know how I do. Praise God. When the deal came down, praise the Lamb, he only made $1,120 and some of that nature and some odd cent. His wife told him, said, you see, you were supposed to get $10,000 and something. You see what you made? You're happy about it, but it wasn't all you're supposed to get. You cheated on your first fruits. You had to gave the whole, you would have received the whole. God trying to tell you something. He came to me and cried. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, people of God, we don't think God be watching us, and he does. Praise the Lamb of God. The scripture in Matthew says, praise the Lamb of God, that when they gave their offerings, Jesus stood by the treasury and watched them give their offerings. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And when they gave their offerings, he saw the woman with the widow's mite cast them in. Don't think the eyes of the Lord is not in every place. He sees your envelope, he sees what's written on it, and he sees what's on the inside. Praise the Lamb of God. God sees your heart. He knows when you're giving cheerfully. He knows when you don't want to give. He knows when you're giving grudgingly. Praise the Lamb of God. God knows these things. Praise the Lamb of God. He proves himself to us to show himself righteous in our eyes. Watch this now. I'm gonna go here. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see what time I got. Praise the Lamb. I still got 20 minutes. This is good timing. Praise God. The festival of first fruits, praise the Lamb of God, is also celebrated in the resurrection, praise the Lamb of God, and salvation through Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God. We must understand this, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There are several important events that happen on this day in the Bible, praise the Lamb of God. Number one, Noah's Ark rested on Mount Ararat, praise the Lamb of God. That's number one. Israel crossed the Red Sea, praise the Lamb of God. In chapter 14, if you look at it, it's the same date, praise the Lamb of God, of the first fruits, praise the Lamb of God, for Israel. Hallelujah. We must understand this, praise the Lamb of God. Israel eats the first fruits of the promised land in Joshua 5, 5th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, 10 and 12. Praise the Lamb of God. The manna that God gave from heaven during the days in the wilderness ceased. The 16th day, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. After the people ate of the old corn of the land, the day following was the 17th day, praise the Lamb of God, of that first month, praise the Lamb of God, when the children of Israel ate the first fruits of the promised land. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. The Bible has this laid out. We just don't pay no attention to it. Hallelujah. Some other things happen, but the resurrection of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. 1 Corinthians 5, 15, 16 to 20. The Lord Jesus celebrated, watch this, the festival of first fruits by offering himself as the first fruits to all future generations. Are you listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ, praise the Lamb of God, offered himself as the first fruit, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the first fruit of Mary, Matthew 1, 23, 25, the first son, the first child, praise the Lamb of God. Jesus is the first fruit, the first begotten of the Father, Hebrews 1 and 6. Jesus is the first fruit of every creature, Colossians 1, 15, praise the Lamb of God. Jesus is the first begotten of the dead, the first fruits of the resurrection, praise the Lamb of God, Revelation 1, 5. Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren, Romans 8, 29. I can keep going. Jesus is the first fruit of the resurrected ones, 1 Corinthians 15, 20, 23. Jesus is the beginning of the creation of God. Hallelujah, he's the first fruit of the creation, Revelation 3, 14. Jesus is the preeminent one, Colossians 1 and 18. Praise the Lamb of God. The first fruits is something that is prophetic, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God in itself. Praise the Lamb. God has promised to bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. When God promises the blessing upon you, God asks for a blessing in return. He asks you to trust him. He says, listen, praise the Lamb of God, I'm going to give you, I'm going to give you the whole, praise the Lamb of God, of this thing. All I want is a first fruit blessing, praise the Lamb, that the spirit of increase, the anointing of increase, might rest upon you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That the anointing of let me give you an example. If I gave Pastor London, praise the Lamb of God, an iPad today, praise, I said, Pastor London, I found you an iPad, man. Here, blah, 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 it's yours. Praise the Lamb of God. Then I walk up to him, praise the Lamb of God, a few days later and say, Lawrence, I want to borrow that iPad, praise the Lamb of God, for one day. If he give it back to me, praise the Lamb of God, and I use it, praise the Lamb of God, he has allowed me to use the first fruits of it, praise the Lamb of God. I get the first fruit usage, I give it back to him, praise the Lamb. The spirit of increase, watch this now, comes upon us. Now, this is the tricky part that a lot of people don't understand. Now, this is, watch this now, I'm going to give you this. When the first fruits is given to you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you gave your first fruit, you say, a lot of people think, okay, I'm done now. I gave my first fruit, I'm good for the year, I'm waiting on my blessings to come. Now, watch this. Brett, if you make $500, praise the Lamb of God. Now, watch this now. If you make $500 and, praise the Lamb of God, you gave it as your first fruits, praise the Lamb. The next month, watch this now, you got an increase of $100. Now you make it $600 a week. When you get the $600, that first $600, praise the Lamb of God, you keep the $500, and you're supposed to bring the $100 one time, praise the Lamb of God, as a first fruit offering, so that the spirit of increase will remain upon you. When you get an increase again, 3 months later, they say, well, you're doing such a great job, we're going to give you another raise, so they give you another $100 raise. Now, you've been making $600 a week. You gave that first $100, praise the Lamb of God, off. Now you're at $700, praise the Lamb of God. So when they give you the next $100, you're supposed to take that $100 and bring it in that same year as a first fruit. Now, if that happened three times that year, you're making $800. By the end of the year, you're making $800 a week. When January comes, your first fruit would be $800. Hello, light bulbs. So that the spirit of increase can remain upon you. Now, that's just as simple. So every time you get increase, you're supposed to bring, praise the Lamb of God, the increase one time. But the increase is something that remains upon you. That's how you know it's an increase. It remains. The increase keeps coming. The increase keeps coming. Praise the Lamb of God. The problem is people are too stingy to give the first fruit because it's theirs and not God's. But we say the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and they that dwell therein. We say the silver gold is his. We say that he strengthens us and gives us power to gain wealth. But when we get it, the wealth becomes ours and not God's. Hallelujah. Pat myself on the back, say, teach prophet, praise the Lamb of God, because I'm teaching you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. So we're supposed to do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're supposed to do this according to the scripture if we want the blessing of increase. Most people, praise the Lamb of God, don't want it. Praise the Lamb of God. Most people, let me reverse that, want it, but they don't want to do what it takes. They won't even watch the increase blessing that comes on them. We get so happy about the money that comes in until we forget, praise the Lamb of God, that the money have to go back out. Because we can't see where the next blessing going to come from until we get scared, praise the Lamb of God, that this is all there is. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I was sitting here last month, praise the Lamb of God, I'm sitting here, praise God, and somebody called me and said, do this, do that, do that. Can we do this? Can we do that? Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord spoke to me and said, don't do that. I want you to do the whole thing. Praise God. I want you to give the whole thing. Tell them to do what they was going to do. You give the whole thing. Praise the Lamb of God. I just obeyed God. I did what God told me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Because nothing that I have is God's. That's why it's easy to let go of. See, this is the same thing. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, if you got a grip on this, you'll get a grip about your own life. You'll get a grip about your children. You'll get a grip, praise the Lamb of God, about your wife and your husband and everything else. It all belongs to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So when God demands something or when God comes and gets something, is God wrong? If God asks us for something, is God wrong? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's why this is such a faith journey. Praise the Lamb of God. Our whole life is a prophetic faith journey. Praise the Lamb of God. Our entire life is a prophetic faith journey. Praise the Lamb of God. You came here prophetically, whether you know it or not. Nobody has showed up on the globe of their own. Before the world was, God knew you was coming into this world. Not one came through without God knowing it. Not even the son of prediction. Judas came here with a purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Everyone that comes into the world is prophetically placed. It's not God's fault that you don't find out that you're prophetic and that you don't embrace it and embrace him, your creator, your sustainer, and start understanding him and his ways. Praise the Lamb of God. Then when you see others blessed and prospering, praise the Lamb of God, you're looking at them like they're doing something wrong because they're doing it the right way. And jealousies arise. Hello, light bulbs. Ding, dong, ding, dong. The witch just did a flip and broke her back. Praise the Lamb of God. Because this is what happens to us. The spirit of increase can be upon you and remain upon you if you just follow the simple steps. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But if you cannot give up one, then don't expect the other. Hallelujah. If you can't give up one, don't expect the other. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this is what God told Israel. After you have done, you read it right there in the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy. After you have done all your tithing, praise the Lamb of God, and brought the first fruit. It's right there in the book. Praise the Lamb of God, and brought your first fruit. Then you shall say, it's right there in chapter 26 in Deuteronomy. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't trust my word. You can open your Bible and read it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And this blessing will come upon you, and this blessing will remain upon you as long as you're obedient to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When you can't give, you can't get. Praise the Lamb of God. When you can't release, you can't receive. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wow. I think I just gave y'all some powerful secrets there. Praise Amen. The Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's challenging. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it works. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hello, light bulb. Praise God. Tamika Smith said, hello, light bulb. Y'all messed me up trying to quote me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just love Jesus. I just love him. Praise the Lamb of God. And I love this word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, people of God, let me tell you something. Praise God. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord comes upon us when we obey God. Praise the Lamb of God. Not all this other stuff that we want to say and do. It comes through our obedience. Our obedience to God is what releases the blessing of the Lord upon us. Praise God. Some of you have been struggling tithing. You can't even give God a dime out of every dollar. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us struggle with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I struggle with how much the Lord wants me to give. Praise the Lamb of God. No matter how my week went, no matter what I didn't get, I'm always looking at what I can give. Praise the Lamb of God. Not versing, watch this now, not looking at what I have to do. I'm looking at what God wants me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I promise you, people of God, this week I've given over and above, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Without a dime of it coming back to me through the system I put it in. See, some people can tithe when they tithe to themselves. But when you have to give it to a place, praise the Lamb of God, that you can't expect it back. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. That's the way I give. It has to come through a different source than where I put it at. Praise the Lamb of God. And I watch God bless me over and over again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some kind of way he does it. Praise the Lamb. Some kind of way he blesses. Praise God. Some people shut down on me like, you know, well, we don't see, I ain't, blah, 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 blah. Never mind. God just comes to another window. I open the windows, he says. He just comes to another window. Praise the Lamb of God and bless him. I just finished telling somebody, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that I don't care what the economy do or how it happens. The ravens will bring me meat and bread. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to eat. Some kind of way my Father is going to feed me. I promise you. Praise the Lamb of God. Some kind of way, praise the Lamb of God, he's going to make sure I got shelter. I'm not going to sleep in the streets in the cold. I once was young, and now I'm older. Still, I can say like David, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread. These two things I have never seen before, the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. I haven't seen it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Woo. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is just so awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Lisa just testified her little granddaughter Zion had surgery today. The surgery went well, and Zion is doing great. She had all of us before. Praise the Lamb of God. I just want to give that praise report on top of what we're talking about. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, God is an awesome God today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. And I just wanted to teach you all this because there's so many of us, praise God, who want to move into different dimensions and different levels. Watch this now. Watch this now. Now I'm finna mess some of you up. I'm finna mess you up. Lawrence, can you ring the bell? Because I want him to hear this. Ring the bell. Ring the bell. Shake the tree and drop the bomb. Praise the Lamb of God. Heard the bell tone. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. Watch this. I would that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Is that the word of God, Lawrence?
That's it. That's the word of God.
Brett, have you ever read that?
Yes.
Jocelyn, have you ever read that?
Yes, I have, sir.
Did I quote that right?
Yes, you did.
Yes.
I would that you prosper, right?
Yes, sir.
And be in good health. Even as your soul prospers, right? No. Can I paraphrase just a little bit so you can really understand what he said? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Watch what he said. Praise the Lord. I only got a couple of minutes. Watch what he said. He said, your prosperity is connected to, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! If you're not increasing in your spirituality and your faith, then don't expect increase in prosperity.
Wow.
Because you can't go beyond your soul.
Wow.
So as you graduate spiritually, able to sow $1,000, as you graduate spiritually to be able to give your first fruits, praise the Lamb of God, that shows the increase in your knowledge, your revelation, your impartation, and your relationship with God. When they increase, then you'll increase, because you will do according to the word of God. I would that you prosper in this new year. I told you in the beginning, I'm going to tell you again. You're not going to make it, praise the Lamb of God, unless you're spiritual this year. I told you in the beginning of the show, praise the Lamb of God. This is the year of spirituality. If you want to make it, praise the Lamb of God, through this year, champion, then everything that you have grabbed hold to in the last year, all of the teachings, all of the prophetic utterances, all of the things that went forth, some of you fake your way through, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I knew it all the time you were faking. Praise the Lamb. I hope you hear my voice in the archives. You've been faking all year long. Praise the Lamb of God, not doing what God told you to do. It's time to get it right, that you might be a recipient, praise the Lamb of God, of the blessings of the Lord, that you may be recipient of the signs and wonders and miracles. Joshua, and the Lord told me to tell you it's not over. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord told me to tell you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Blessed department, it's not
thank
over.
You.
Hallelujah. Praise
thank
the Lamb
you.
Of God. In Jesus' name. Okay, we got to go. We're out of time. Pastor London?
Yes, sir.
Get us out of
bring
here.
Bring my water today.
Bring the water tonight on the altar, people.
Bring my water. And remember, in this new year, God is still making us all brand new. We love you, and we're excited about this year for you.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay.